few thoughts, specifically from the scriptures that were read for us a moment ago. To my mind, our culture is struck with two fatal misconceptions regarding marriage. The first has to do with the nature of love. The second, with the relationship between love and marriage. And I don't suppose that in the 5 or 6 minutes that is allotted to me here that we can resolve those issues. Are you telling me 5 or 6 minutes? I told them yesterday. 5 minutes and 30 seconds, honest, that I have. But possibly we can consider these issues enough to start the ball rolling in the right direction, at least for those of us gathered here. So the first misconception that I mentioned regards the nature of love. Joshua read to us just a moment ago from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the letter we often refer to, or the chapter that we often refer to, is the love chapter. We hear it often at weddings, and for good reason. It's very appropriate. But I might suggest that we don't hear it or read it enough, because it doesn't seem as though the message has quite gotten through to us yet. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not rude. It's not self-seeking. These are the kinds of ways that the Apostle Paul describes love. And if he's right, which I firmly believe that he is, then it seems to me that our way of thinking about love is often misguided. Love to our mind is exclusively an issue of how we feel about each other. And more than that, we seem more concerned with how you make me feel than how I make you feel. In other words, our conception of love is at its base often quite selfish. Love, as the scripture defines it, is not an issue chiefly of our feelings, but an issue chiefly about our actions. And love, as the scripture defines it, is not chiefly about me, it's chiefly about you. So I boil what Paul says in that 13th chapter of Corinthians down to this. Love is an active commitment to the good of another. Love is an active commitment to the good of another. And only if I live my life in ways that are aimed at bringing good to your life, may I say those mighty words, I love you. The second misconception that I bring to our attention regards the relationship between love and marriage. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German theologian, said something that's very contrary to our present understanding of the relationship. He says this: it is not your love that sustains your marriage, but the marriage that sustains your love. End quote. In other words, love is not the foundation upon which marriage is built. Rather, marriage is the foundation upon which love is built. And if we can come at it from that perspective, then on those days that our love seems weak, our marriage won't be shaken in the least. Rather, it will be the solid foundation upon which we can rebuild and refortify our faltering love. But in order for us to see it from that perspective, I think it's necessary for us to have a better understanding of what marriage is. John Piper, I think, says it quite well. He says this: the most foundational thing to see from the Bible about marriage is that it is God's doing. And the ultimate thing to see from the Bible about marriage is that it is for God's glory. End quote. So Piper presents us with the foundation of marriage, that it is God's design and God's doing. When a couple speaks their vow, it is not a man or a woman or a pastor or a parent or any man that is the main doer. God is. God joins a husband and a wife in a one flesh union. That's the foundation. The ultimate purpose for marriage, its highest purpose, is that the glory of God is demonstrated by it. We reflect the covenant-keeping faithfulness of God when we faithfully keep this most sacred covenant. So if what the Bible says about love is true, the startling conclusion is that staying married is not mainly about staying in love. It's about keeping covenant. Till death do us part is a sacred covenant promise. And the implication is that keeping that covenant is as important as telling the truth about God's covenant with us in Jesus Christ. It's about showing in real life the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the song says, love and marriage go together like a... Our lesson is this today. Don't get the carriage before the horse. Love is an active commitment to the good of another, and it is what marriage, it is what love is built on. Love is built and sustained by the God-ordained, God-sustained, God-honoring institution of holy matrimony. Amen. So please join me in turning our hearts again to God in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you that you have taught us what you would have us believe and do. Help us by your Spirit for the sake of Jesus Christ to keep your word in pure hearts, that thereby we may be strengthened in faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Amen. And let us pray together as the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.